All right, I'm going to get started now. So I'm going to introduce Selenium, talk about how to write Selenium tests using Perl, and mainly walk through some of the problems that I had when I first started doing Selenium testing at work. All right, so Selenium is a tool for testing your website. It's written in Java, and it's very similar in concept to Test Mechanize. So you can write code which will interact with your web application. You can fill out forms, click links. But the difference is Selenium is going to test your application at the browser level. So it's actually going to load your web application in a browser in Internet Explorer or Safari or Firefox and interact with it using JavaScript. So this is great because you're going to be able to, your tests are going to be much closer to the actual user experience. You get to exercise your JavaScript, and of course you can test your site in multiple browsers. All right, so first thing I want to talk about is the Selenium IDE, which is a Firefox plugin. The idea with this is to have something very simple, which even designers can create tests using the IDE. So it's a point-and-click interface. It even has a feature where you can record your actions in the browser and then replay them back as tests. So very quickly, let me demo this. All right, so I got a fake plaque application here called Oogle, which is supposed to be like Google's search engine. And this is the Selenium IDE. And I've already written a very brief test suite. So each one of these here is a test. And if I double click on one, it'll turn green, because it passed, and if it fails, it'll turn red. So you can see pretty quickly just by looking at it what's going on. So the first test, we're opening up the index page. The second one, we're going to type cat pictures into the search box. And we're going to submit our search and get our results. And now I'm going to check that I've got a total of 2 bajillion results. And then I'm going to go to the second page of results, and again, check just to make sure the total results is consistent. Okay. One thing to point out, the source code, if you save this test, is HTML. So this is there's just a table here, and each row in the table corresponds to a test. So you've got your command target value. When you're interacting with elements on the page, these are the Selenium actions. When you're interacting with elements on the page, these are identified either by ID from your HTML or using CSS selectors. Or the third way is to use XPath, which is the XML way of identifying an element, on the page. And I actually use XPath for all my tests because it is slightly more powerful than CSS. You can select the third element from a list, for example, the nth element from a list. All right, so that's the IDE. It's very simple to use, and designers can create tests. And we used that at work for a few years, and it went pretty well. But eventually, we decided that there were quite a few problems with this. So I'm going to talk about those. The first one we had was unreliable tests. We had tests that would pass maybe 9 out of 10 times. And I'll get into more detail on this in a minute. Second issue, it's not Perl. It's the Selenese HTML stuff, which is not very powerful, not very flexible. But ultimately, we're Perl developers. We're good at Perl. So we wanted something in Perl. More specifically, one of the problems we had is that it was difficult to use libraries with Selenium. And lastly, just a lack of automation. You have to hit that play button on the IDE, which I forgot to demo. But yeah, there's just a play button here. And it'll run all the tests for you, and they'll all turn green. OK, so these are the problems that I was kind of asked to look into at work. And so I'm going to talk about how I resolve them. The first one, I'm just going to demo very quickly. So you saw me play it on slow, And this is actually not a Perl issue, but it's such a common issue that people have when they first start using Selenium that I wanted to mention it. So if you put the speed up to fast, you'll see we get a failure right away. And the issue is here is that Selenium is going so fast that we're not actually given time for the page to load. So when it looks for this string, 2 bajillion results, the page hasn't loaded yet. All right. So what can we do about this? Well, Selenium has several wait commands. So if you use this command, it will actually wait for the page to load before continuing. The problem is, if you're using AJAX in your requests, this wait command doesn't know anything about AJAX. It doesn't know when it's completed. So, and we figured that out, but what we ended up using was a pause command, a sleep command, and but the problem is that doesn't work reliably. So if you have a lot of disk I/O, if you have slow network connectivity, then your tests will sometimes fail, and it's not repeatable, and that's really frustrating. So the correct solution for this is I messed it all up. All right, so this results. Okay, so now the tests are going to proceed until we get to this wait for text present command, and at that point it'll just wait for the page to load and wait until 30 seconds until it sees the text results. So hopefully this will work. Right. All right, so that's one out of our four problems down. The next one should be easy, because it's we just look in CPAN, and there's already a library there called Test Selenium. And this is a great library. I'll recommend it. And I'll talk about how to use it. So if you want to write a Selenium test in Perl, there's four basic ingredients. You're going to have a Perl test, which is going to talk to your Selenium server. The Selenium server is going to start up a web browser. The web browser will load your website and interact with it using JavaScript and send the results back to your Perl test. So here's an example Perl test. That doesn't make a difference. OK. So I'm using test most. The first thing we're going to do is create a Selenium object. And I'm going to talk about these parameters. So we're going to be talking to the Selenium server at the local host on port 444 and running our tests in Firefox against the application at this location. So now that we've got our Selenium server, we're going to open up the index page, wait for the page to load, search for cat pictures, hit the search button, and then make sure we got the correct number of results. So you'll see we have open, wait, type, click. These are all from the Selenium API made available to us as Perl methods. So the difference here is the underscore OK at the end, which indicates that it's a test. So when we run it using the you'll see it in the tap output. So let me just demo that real quick. All right, so this is going to fail because I don't have the Selenium server running. And to run the Selenium server, you go to their website, download the jar file. It's just java-jar. Now it's going to open up two browser windows when I run proof here. And the tests actually run so quickly you don't see anything. But they all passed. But it's a problem if you're debugging, because it goes by so quickly you have no idea what happened. So of course you want to put in some sleep statements. Something like this. All right, so two windows. One browser window has all the commands. that are executing, and the other one is your web application. And you can actually watch as it interacts with your web application. All right, so we're halfway done, except I have to add another problem, because I think now the issue is that designers don't know Perl, so it's going to be a bit more difficult for them to write tests. All right, so, but we're going to forget about that for a minute and just move on to this problem of libraries, because now we have our test in Perl, so this issue of libraries should be very simple. So I'm going to take this test, which we just looked at, and I don't like this part. I don't want to repeat this in every test file. So of course, I'm going to use some inheritance. I'm going to extend the Selenium library and create my own package. So that'll look like this when we're done. So I have a My Selenium package. So how are we going to implement that? Well, I wanted to use Moose because I think Moose is great. So that's pretty simple, right? That's how we do it with Moose. Unfortunately, Moose can't extend non-Moose libraries, and of course, Test Selenium is a non-Moose library. Fortunately, Moose X non-Moose can. This is a great module. All it is one extra line of code, and it works pretty much every time, except in one case, which is when the parent library uses autoload. And of course, Test Selenium does use autoload. Fortunately, I wrote a module called Test Selenium More, which does several things, but probably the most important one is that it allows you to use Moose and inheritance on the Selenium object. So if you're using More, we can use Moose and get all of our Selenium API from Test WW Selenium. So now I've got all my configuration stuff in here and my package, and so now this is going to work out. But let's take it a step further, and I want to log in as Bob, and then test that we still get this correct number of results as a logged in user. So the thing to note here is that the login OK method is not part of the Selenium API, so we're going to have to write that method ourselves. So I'm going to put that into this package, and it looks like this. So here's my method. We're going to open up the login page, type in the username, type in the password, click login. And that's it. So, but the great thing is, since we're using Moose, we can go ahead and just put that in a role, because I'm sure we have other authentication stuff, login, log out, change password, whatever. Maybe a payments role, anything you want. Okay, so we're almost done. Designers can't easily write tests. This is a problem that I struggled with. So my initial thought was maybe I could come up with something where they don't need to really learn Perl, or I could decrease the amount of syntax that they have to know. And I tried a few crazier things, but ultimately I came back to just method chaining. So this is available in Test Selenium More, and it looks like this. I'm not sure this really makes it any easier for designers, but the advantage I found from this was accidental, because I became really obsessive compulsive about lining up all my arrows, and I didn't want to break the chain. So I ended up leaving out any assignments or loops or subroutines, and it turns out that my .t files are really simple. It's just, you know, a list of commands in order, and it turns out our designers handled this pretty well. They're already familiar with the Selenium API, and they know how to program. They use JavaScript. They write code in JavaScript, so it's not much of a stretch for them to look at this and edit this. Anything complicated ends up as a method like this, and that's when the Perl developers get involved, and we write that code. So I'm going to go ahead and gray this out, but not cross it off, because I don't think I really solved the problem. It's just that I'm done thinking about it. And anytime you put your tests into Perl, ultimately, your Perl developers are going to be responsible for most of that. Last issue, very quickly, lack of automation. This is probably actually the most important one. If you're not doing this, you're not going to find things before you go to production. We use Jenkins. It's written in Java. It's basically cron with a web interface and some features. It's community acceptance, and that's how I solve those problems. So that's the end of my talk. Any questions? Questions? Sure.
You've got a test suite with lots of tests and you want to run them with several different browsers. How do you do this?
That's actually not something that we're doing. That's a good question. You're going to have to write some code, and I don't have a great answer for you. There is a website where they sell it to you as a service, but beyond that, I don't have a great answer for you. Anybody else? Hi. Yes, you. Sorry, say that again. Is there a Selenium plugin for Jenkins? There's a plugin to translate between your Perl tests to send that tap output to Jenkins. So. That's one of the great advantages of we had from putting it into Perl was because at that point we could automate it. I forgot to mention that. Thanks. Yes. No, I did not try that. Sorry.
When I heard about Selenium, I thought it was actually testing the rendering of the browser output, but it only like input forms and text. Almost the same as the mechanism, but with the JavaScript apply.
That's exactly right. It's not really built for handling like small CSS incompatibilities. I think you could build something on top of that, but it's just not easy to do. I mean, you'd probably want to do screenshots and then comparisons. I think it's not really the main point. Yes, screen share. I would say. That it probably the last three points on this slide. I'm not sure that I would prefer it over Mechanize, but I think it's a useful additional tool. So it does actually run your JavaScript. So I think that's a pretty big one. And of course, you can do it in multiple browsers if you put in the effort. And just to go back to that real quick. Right here, you can specify the browser. So yeah, you have to write some of your own code, but you set up a server. You know, you'd probably have three different computers. You'd set up a server for Firefox, Internet Explorer, but there's not really I don't have an out of the box solution, but you can set your browser here. Yes. Let's see. Well, I think we created it in Ubuntu, well, a Debian package to kind of set this stuff up. But yeah, I think we wrote our own init scripts. So yeah, there's a bit of sysadmin work to do there. You have to set up to run it without, we have it set up to run headless, so there's no actual browser. you have to use the XVFB, the X virtual frame buffer program. Actually, if you look at the pod for this module, it talks a bit about that, how to run it headless. I think we actually run it so that the browser starts up again completely clean for each run. I know you can reuse the browser, that's an option. Other than that, I mean, the code on the server side, we've made the code server side nice so that if it dies in the middle, that's not a problem. Okay. Last question.
How does Selenium interact with all these browsers? Because there are different approaches to connecting to JavaScript and like maintenance files. But Selenium seems to have the broadest coverage of browsers as Java applets or
JavaScript. It's interacting with it using JavaScript. So I think they all have their own APIs so you can interact. So Selenium interacts with them using JavaScript, each one. So unfortunately, that's all I have time for. If you could come up, we can talk later. Thank you very much.